Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. What an amazing treat it is to have the primary section of Siren Ball. It's one of the first carol service that we've hosted of just the primary school version. And what an amazing lot of musicians. I think that you'll agree. Now, it is a service, so we've been asked, even though it's really, really tempting, to keep our applause right until the end. I'm sorry, you'll have to sit on your hands, won't you? Because they are actually rather brilliant. Now, I'm also having to ask you as well not to take photographs. There will be some filming of this, so you'll be able to access that at some later stage, but please don't take photos. Now, I'm also going to ask that we have some carols to sing together. And as the young people have practiced so incredibly hard, I hope that we're going to do our best at singing. Now, we're going to have to sing in masks, which is not always brilliant, so you're going to have to sing even better. And so we're going to be asking you to sing the congregational carols, and we're going to stand to sing those together. And it's just so wonderful, really, to think about what Christmas is all about, and this, with the music and the creativity, the readings, that's really going to set the scene for us all, that amazing light and hope that we have at this Christmas time. And the final thing is that there will be a collection at the end of this. I hope you'll be able to be generous, because it is for All Saints and the building, because we want to have this building standing for many more years for services like this. And unfortunately, like many other places, we really have found it extremely difficult. So I hope that you'll be able to be generous as you go. We've even got a contactless. We're almost moving with the times. But we're going to sing our first carol together. So I think you're going to be asked to stand and sing Away in the Manger.
Thank you. boy was born, born with neither riches nor with fame. Yet wise men came from all around to bring him their gifts.
And peace was felt by all who heard his name. Angels watched him as he slept and gently rocked his bed.
The voices seemed softly in his ear. His mother and his father both gave thanks to God for greatest gift of all, their son, so dear.
They knew his life upon this earth would not be filled with wealth. They also knew he would encounter strife.
But most of all, they knew that he would be a loving child and teach the love of God throughout his life. At Christmas, as we celebrate this birth of Jesus Christ,
let's keep in mind the truth of Christmas Day. For it's not for the Christmas wrappings or the gifts that lie within, but our gift of love to others in every way.
Christmas is for giving and for showing that we care, for honouring the Christ child with the loving gifts we share.
The wise men gave of riches, the shepherds faith and love, each gift in its own measure was smiled on from above.
Let every gift be treasured, not always size or price, determines the extent of love and willing sacrifice.
Handsome gifts, with festive trim, and smiles of sweet content, but modest gifts of humble means are of time 10%.
Whether it be large or small, each gift will share in part the message of true Christmas joy if given from the heart.
everyone you know. I hope that this Christmas there are smiles galore. I hope that this Christmas traditions begin, continual grow. I hope that this Christmas will be cozy and calm. I hope that this Christmas is all you dream of.
I hope that this Christmas, homes will be filled with joy and happiness, just like you deserve. I hope that this Christmas, homes will be filled with laughter, fun, and the smell of the best roast dinners. I hope that this Christmas, homes will be filled with people, gifts, and joy, because that is what Christmas is all about. I hope that this Christmas we can share love, shelter, and food with those who need it the most. I hope that families can reunite sharing hugs and kisses.
Hope is a magical word at Christmas. I hope that people will be buzzing with joy on Christmas Day as they race down the stairs. I hope that your homes are filled with love and Christmas spirit. I hope that you share smiles with everyone in your path. But the most magical thing about Christmas is those we share it with. So let it snow cheer all around us as we spend time with family and friends.
I hope there are many things to enjoy this Christmas time. I hope that this Christmas you can have a festive Christmas tree. I hope that this Christmas friends and family can come together. I hope that this Christmas there will be treats all around. I hope that this Christmas all wishes will come true.
Thank you. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And so they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a lustre of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was running around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
So the children have reminded us of the true meaning of Christmas, with joy and hope and peace and love. And so all that remains is for me to give the final blessing. May the eagerness of the shepherds and the joy of the angels, the peace of Mary, and the love of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you until we all meet again. Amen. And now we're going to sing We Three Kings. Let's stand and really sing this time.
Thank you. Can we please give all our performers a huge round of applause? They've been amazing. Can we require a big cheer, please? Can I thank Toby from year 13, who was playing the organ, first time in his life. Did you spot jump just before we were service? Can we thank our string orchestra? Can we have a big cheer for the strings, please? And can we thank our junior member? And can we thank our readers as well, please? The confidence to read and perform to you is outstanding. Before we go, the junior women would just like to play Feast of Stephen again to you because they love that tune so much. Can you take one more, please?